How is it going, guys? Welcome to my first ever NXT Q&A on FIFA Select. Corey Brennan here. We're going to jump straight into it, guys. But before we do, I just want to say once again, send your love to Sean. He deserves all the love in the world. He's still working, even though he's going through a horrible loss in his personal life. But so just send him some love and let him know that he is loved by the FIFA Select faithful. So we're gonna go straight into it, guys. We're gonna get into it, and I will preface this by saying if I do say an opinion, please do not aggregate it. If I say it as a report, I will specify that it is a report or if it is an opinion. So yeah, guys, we're gonna jump straight into it. First question comes from Trevor D. He says, "Hey Corey, if you have to predict who's the next free agent indie talent who could get the big PLE crowd shot before it showing up." Now, this is one that I don't really have much of an indication on, guys, but it won't be Jacob Fatu. That's one thing that I will say. It won't be Jacob Fatu. He's very clearly going to the main roster. I don't think that's something that I need to specify, but I will. Opinion wise, I don't really know who's available for WWE right now, and honestly, not sure. But they will be using that crowd shot again. They were very motivated to bring that back for Julia, so that would be more common going forward for future signings. So moving on, we'll go to Matt Payne. He said, "Glad to check this out, man. Post draft, who do you think would be in for a big push within NXT?" Javon Evans, I think, is going to be someone who's going to start a very not a very slow build, but a slow build towards the top of NXT. They are very high on him there. He's obviously one of the best belt-to-belt workers in NXT now that there's been an exodus of talent. Do I think that he's going to be NXT champion by the end of the year? I don't, but I think he's going to be North American champion by the year. Who else do I think? I think Wesley, when he comes back, he's still got a while yet to come back, but when he does, he'll be put, I'd imagine he'd be right in the title picture. NXT Women's title picture, I can see the likes of Fallon Henley and such. NXT Women's North American champion, I can see someone like Lola Vice, Carmen Petrovic, so on, winning that. All that's opinion still, guys, except for Javon, who, once again, I will say, is constantly receiving praise, and I do see him being a big part of the future of NXT. Oh, and just Julia as well when she comes in. Is there any information on Wendy Chu's injury recovery? The last I heard, she's currently close to a return. They've been actively pitching ideas for a return for. There was some talk of her possibly going up in the draft, but it seems like they still want to iron out some character details in NXT, which does seem to be the usual reason why talent isn't called up, even though many find them to be ready. Steve M asks, any insight on plans for the King, Lexus King? I think he'll be someone who will be probably in the North American title picture soon. He might even be the one to take the title off Oba by cheating, who knows? That's not a report. I haven't heard any indication that's the case, but judging by the people that went up, I think Lexus King will be someone who'll be positioned high up on the card now going forward, because they need the talent that have a lot of ring time, like Lexus King, to kind of help bridge the gap with the NIL athletes that come through NXT. Romeo go asks, is the plan for main roster talent joining NXT still happening? I do. This is a very confusing situation even for me, guys, because as late as last Wednesday, they had plans to draft the main roster talent to NXT. Somewhere between Wednesday and Friday, that a decision was made that they would just continue on with the same format of main roster talent to come into NXT for a couple of shows and then going back to the main roster or continuously competing on both brands. I've seen a lot of people saying about Final Testament and so on. I honestly don't know what's going on there. I was told that it'd be very clear what talents would be, what main roster talents would be part of NXT for the time being, as after this show tonight on Tuesday for NXT. So we will see, but I know I haven't heard anything, any major developments or any like massive reason as to why, other than that there was a bit of a concern that some talents would find it to be a demotion to be sent down to NXT. But yeah, I'm still working on that. Samantha L. Sarah says, condolences, SRS, and then asked the question, is Roxanne considered to be the leading woman in NXT? Was JC Jane considered for main roster? As far as I know, JC Jane wasn't considered for the main roster. She hasn't got the kind of the backing that some talent did, like Lyra did and so and Blair did. Obviously they are high on her in NXT. They wouldn't position her as one of their top heels if they weren't. Is Roxanne considered to be leading the women in NXT? Yes, absolutely, 100%. They do say, at the sources I do talk to, do consider her to be the leading woman in NXT, but I do expect her to go to the main roster as soon as she loses her NXT championship. Trey Sherman asks, any word on potential WWE NXT wrestlers working Marigold? I've heard the same thing as a lot of people. I've heard Io Sky and Kairi have been, there's been plans in place for Kairi and Io to possibly go to Marigold. Now, I haven't heard of anything being locked in as of yet, but there is a bunch of reports out there for you guys to check out if you need more info on that. Opinion wise, I think it could really help a lot of talent. I don't think that the NXT, I don't think NXT higher ups will have any issue with talent going to work for Marigold. I think it's a different beast entirely for main roster talent, though. But we will see anyway. A lot of that's just opinion, guys. Not much report to report there. Carlos Graham says, "Hey Corey, hope you're doing well. SRS, my condolences. My question: who are they planning on using more on NXT now that they drafted all the top stars?" Just to talk about this a little, guys. The thing is, there's a lot of talent on in NXT that haven't even made television yet. This is not a case of that. There's going to be no one there now. The thing is, they still have Lexus King. They still have, Josh Briggs, they still have multiple other talent on the roster, Javon Evans and Uriah Connor, so on and so on, that can fill that gap or begin to fill that gap. At the end of the day, NXT is developmental, guys. We have to remember that. So there's going to be times where the roster's going to seem a little bit of a dip, and that looks like what we're going to do with so many prevalent NXT names being drafted over the course of the weekend. Peter asks, I wanted to know what is it like to be at NXT tapings. I imagine it is a different experience from Raw or SmackDown. It is a very different experience from Raw or SmackDown. From what I've learned basically is it's a lot more of a not a close circuit atmosphere. It's very friendly atmosphere at NXT shows. Everyone kind of knows each other more. Now you get the occasional people who come in, but for the most part, it is the same fans each week. The way it works is they get bused there from a different location, and then after the show they get bused back to their cars. So it's very unique in a lot of ways, but it also leads to, because it's such a small crowd compared to main roster crowds, producers have the opportunity to walk out and say if there's a chant or something that they don't like, they will go out and they will say something. We saw that with with Carmelo Hayes after he turned heel. There was FU Melo chants, get effed Melo chants, and so on. And they actually leaded to a producer coming out and saying, look, can you please stop, or USA Network are going to have a problem. And yeah, so it is a very much a different atmosphere to how Raw or SmackDown is presented. Is there a reason Eddie Thorpe has been seemingly put on the back burner? Not that I've heard of, guys. He has been on NXT. He has been wrestling on NXT Level Up tapings. I don't know how much of them have already aired at this point, but he has been wrestling Level Up tapings. There hasn't been anything to really suggest that he's in any kind of problem, or I think he'll be a talent that will come to the forefront with. After the draft, to be honest, I honestly didn't really think about Eddie. Eddie's been kind of fluctuating, and it almost felt like he just the show didn't have time to build him up. But now that they do, I think Eddie will be one of the top talents in NXT. Tim asks, with Ilya, Blair, and Lyra taken in the Raw draft, will there be any surprise call-ups later on? Really want the JC and Gigi to be called up. Look, guys, I'm gonna do this because I've been asked this a lot since last night. It's very much it's I would put it at 99.999% that there's more call-ups coming later in the year. The draft isn't the only vehicle for them to bring up NXT talents. Look at what they did with Braun before the draft. Like look what they did with Jade. Like they can sell these talents as being signed, just being in free agency. So I think that there's going to be a lot for the rest of the year. No, but I put a lot on talent like Roxanne, Frazier and Axiom, just talent that are already pretty much ready. They're just not going up yet because they just don't want to leave NXT high and dry. So yeah, guys, I think yes, I do believe there will be a lot of surprise call, not a lot, but there will be some more surprise call-ups later on in the year. So Darren Lloyd said, so is NXT just going to get random main roster talent with no rhyme or reason? I don't think it's don't consider no rhyme or reason. I think it's very much a case of who volunteers versus who, and also who Shawn Michaels wants to come down for a run. Like we've seen New Day, we've seen Natalya, we've seen Ivar, we've seen a couple, a lot of talent in the last year or so, and obviously had NXT Mania, which had a litany of them. So I assume with the CW coming up deal coming up, there will be a lot more NXT or main roster talent fluctuating between NXT and the main roster. Have you heard, Evan asked, have you heard of any plans, pitches to bring Stevie Turner back on TV? Felt like they were high on her before her injury, and she's just been an afterthought since. They are high on her. I know for a fact they are high on her. There's a lot of talents who don't really get a lot of who didn't really get a lot of TV time, even on Level Up. That there are a lot of there that NXT higher ups see a lot of potential in, and Stevie Turner is one of them. Before her injury, yeah, I don't want to speculate too much on how much the injury affected her or anything like that, guys. But yeah, she definitely has her supporters in NXT. I don't know of any pitches or plans right now, but I don't see her being off TV for too much longer. Zach Weiss asks, first of all, condolences to SRS. How close do you feel Tony D'Angelo is to getting called up, and if when he does, do Stacks, Rizzo, and Chris Stefano join him? This is one that I was asked by one of my friends last night. One of my friends last night. I genuinely believe that Tony D'Angelo and Stacks are all ready. I believe that those two could go up to the main roster tomorrow or next week or Friday, Monday, Backlash, and they'd be ready. I think they're both very good at what they do. The only issue with them is Rizzo and Chris Fino. Do I think that they're quote unquote ready? I think if they went up as a faction, I think they would be fine. But I understand that WWE want to give the lesser experienced members of that faction more experience, really. So yeah, guys, I do I to be honest, I feel like Tony is very close. I think Tony could go up on his own or just with Stacks, and then Rizzo and Christofino followed him up to the main roster shortly after. Nick, what's Dijak's Taco Bell order? I don't know, but if you didn't notice, he was sitting at the back of the crowd at the PC yesterday. And so he might have been able to sneak out, and you know what he would be doing after Taco Bell. Sean Garner asks, who wins the NXT Women's North American Championship? I don't know. There's nothing to report on this. There's no indication who it would be. I do believe at this point that Julia is going to be facing for the NXT Championship. She's not going to be going after the Women's North American Championship. So if I had to pick one talent in NXT to win a title, I'd say Lola Vice. That's not a report. That's just my opinion and who I would choose. BB Barbecue Dad 105 asks, any news on Gable Steveson and Eddie Thorpe? Guys, Gable Steveson is dead in the water. That's the just the fact of the matter is fans don't have they I don't think they've given up on him, but they certainly aren't putting as much effort into him as they previously have. And I've already spoke on Eddie Thorpe. Do I see Gable Steveson heading back to NXT? I would be very surprised to see him pop back up on NXT television, especially after his mini rivalry with Corbin that was panned amongst fans. Brady Lamb asked, hey Corey, saw the fight football saying Sean Spears was shadowing, having a role in producing some of the NXT matches. Do you know if that was something he wanted to do as part of his NXT contract, or was this something he expressed interest in only after signing? Well, this is the thing, guys. I don't know for sure if he did before or after. All I know is that when he did interview with Fightful, Sean Spears did say that he had other responsibilities. Now, I have learned after that interview that he has began producing and shadowing other producers, and he also has been training, guys. And if you don't know, Sean Spears runs Flatbacks wrestling school along with the likes of Tyler Breeze and so on. So he has a great mind for training talent. So do I know for sure if he expressed interest before signing? No, I don't. But it wouldn't surprise me at all if he did. I'm not gonna answer that question. That's just being a conspiracy theorist. Some are speculating. Fan asked, some are speculating Dakota Kai will work NXT this summer to be Julia's first feud since she's familiar with both style. Julia works in style they want her to learn. I have not heard anything about that. Troy A. Palak says, sending thoughts, SRS. Hope you take some time to grieve. I believe most of us will say subscribe regardless. Family and mental health should always be first. Too right you are, Troy. SB says, hey Corey, as a fellow Irishman, just wanted to give you props for all your success. It's not an easy game to get into, and especially not from Ireland. Happy for your success, lad. You have definitely earned it. Thank you very much, SB. I appreciate that immensely. And we're just getting to the end of the questions now, guys. With Dijak headed to Raw, is it safe to assume he signed a new deal? I don't know when this Q&A will go up, but there will be a report up today on Fightful Select that will answer that question. FSK asked, do NXT stars get a pay bump when called up, or do they sign new contracts? There is, okay, so I don't know for sure if this is the case for everyone, but there are talent in NXT currently working NXT who had previously worked on the main roster, who came down, and they were still being put on main roster money. So then you go, so when they get called up, yes, they do get a pay bump and they do sign new contracts. It is a different kind of contract to what they do. It's usually just an extension kind of their contract that they already signed in NXT. There's no more extra time added on. It's usually just the same time with more money and so on. That's from what my understanding is, guys. And guys, that is all the questions that are here on the Q&A page for now, guys. If you did enjoy this Q&A, guys, make sure to let us know in the comments. I want to see about making this a weekly occasion. And yeah, guys, I will see you all next time. Peace.